Trev, can we start with Bryce's 105 from 110 three-pointers? Did you see it? And could you tell us a bit about it?
No, I didn't see it, but it's always good to see, get his eye in. Look, he's a quality shooter. We just got to do a better job of getting him good shots in the game. We know he can shoot and he has NBA range, and hopefully he'll take that form into the game.
Can you sometimes see someone when they're training during the week and see it unfold in a game that week?
Yeah, you can. It's the build-up, and we've seen that a couple of weeks ago with Derek Cook, you know, and he was rebounding and he's hustling and he was able to carry that on. You've got to have a good practice, and, you know, that's the best part about the Wildcats. We have some tough practices, and hopefully we can carry that on to the game.
When Jesse wins the game for you, his three-point shooting, does that mean teams can't afford a double team?
I think that it was just that team. You know, we had four shooters on the court at the one time. It's pick your poison. And when you're unselfish and you can share the ball, they can all drop it down. So Jesse got hot the other day, and we were smart enough to give him the ball. Well, we'll make sure we pass him the ball. He'll be all right. Now, we've got to do a better job of getting him looked. Obviously, he's a marked man. You know, he's a marked man. You know, from his performance last year, you know, from the championship and the quality player, and teams try to stop him, and that creates other opportunities for other players. And Jesse did a really good job last week, but I like our group intelligence, how we found the open man.
Could be a strange comment because you've won titles, but are you playing the best basketball this team's played in quite some time, and I'm talking in several years?
Yeah, probably a little bit too early to say that. I think 2014, I think we won the first eight, you know, 12 and 1 to start the year. But look, we have the ability. We're still moving pieces around with Matt retirement, and we're playing some small ball that we haven't done that for a long time. And we've got JP that can play some point. You know, he's very, very smart. He's got a good basketball IQ, and we're just experimenting with that at the moment. If it works, we'll certainly do it under the bright lights.
You're scoring more in the 40-minute game than you ever have as a club, and defensively, I think you're almost the best as well. Those stats say that you're probably a better team than the Cats have ever been in a 40-minute game.
Well, our defence, we have the chance to really squeeze teams defensively. I haven't seen that before, and if we can turn that defence into points, it's a high-scoring game. And it starts with our backbone of defence. It's been like that for the last 5 years. And just that we're a little bit more athletic and rebound a little bit better than we have done in the past.
There's a great history between Perth and the Adelaide 36ers. Do the players appreciate that? I think it's 37 years of history between these two clubs.
No, I wasn't sure if it was that, but we've certainly had some great battles with them. And we had a blue here a couple of years ago with them, so yeah, it's always a fantastic rivalry. And I remember sitting back watching the Wildcats, the old 36ers with Al Green and Cal Bruton and all that vintage. So hopefully we put on a good performance Friday night.
Showing your age there.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't get any younger, does it?
You've played them multiple times during the pre-season, and obviously haven't played them since. They've changed a little bit. So is anything you've learned during the pre-season relevant still now?
Yeah, well, they didn't have Shorter in there, and we didn't have a number of our guys, and that's where Lucas Walker really started to come in and earn his minutes. So, yeah, I suppose we're 10, 11 games into the season now. Things have changed a little. They've gone through some imports. They've brought back Childress. You know, he's a great player. And, you know, Sobey and Creek and Hodgson in the Australian squad. So we know they're immensely talented, and we just have to match their energy.
Greg's had a couple of slip-ups recently and really opens the door for that top spot. How much do you guys think about him? And really set that as one of your goals?
Yeah, we just worry about ourselves. We can't control what other teams do. We were lucky to get that win in New Zealand. We played well and deserved it. And we're just after playing consistent basketball right now.
You've got a double header like you had in the Cairns week, and then also, so one week, one time you played really, really well, and the other time against Cairns it was disastrous. Did it have anything to do with travel, and have you worked on that at all?
Yeah, well, the last double we had was Brisbane-Melbourne, and we played really well against the Melbourne, but there's some things that we can take care of, but look, the first thing you got to do on any double header is take care of the first game and play well, and that carries over, and hopefully we can do that.
Did you do anything different with the older players for that Melbourne game as opposed to the Cairns game, the recovery and getting them ready to go?
Yeah, it's some maintenance issues that you got to do, especially with you know, a couple of guys on the other side of 30. It's not like they're young and 20 and pop up straight away, but it's our coaching staff do a really good job of that, and hopefully they'll do it again this weekend.
Cool. Perfect.
Thanks, guys.